Yeah, but they were like, oh, come on, man, go lower than that. You need to get lower, lower.
Wait, this is what you need to get lower.
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the... Oh, sit still, please.
Shush, man.
No.
Just carry on with the intro.
No, seriously, sit still.
You're just easily like you got distracted. Threats. Just carry on with the intro.
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George. I'm these lot's uncle. these are my nephews. You know, my adopted sons. You know, they follow behind me.
He's not, as we said, off camp. Yeah. He's not of sound mind.
Sound mind.
You're not of sound mind.
I was thinking, you know, the intro, yeah? When you say formally known, like, how long are you going to...
Yeah, how long is it going to be formally?
Because we've been doing it for like a season now. And it's, I think we will know that it's the Coppo Show now.
Okay,
it's,
well,
says
no,
it on the mic, well, on the pillow.
Says well, it on the mic.
But when you, dweebs, yeah, you pluck up the courage to actually... finally do an intro.
I've tried before. And
yeah.
You told me that it's me.
You told him to allow
it. Yeah, and you're shit.
Exactly. So what more do you want?
Exactly.
I've tried.
Exactly.
You should
so
be able to take
once again, I've taken leadership and ownership on a situation.
But yeah.
And if I wanted your input, Fionn and Els, I'd ask for it.
No, but Fionn, your input was very.
And right now.
Yeah,
but did I ask for
the same thing?
But did I ask for your
formally, formally,
for five seasons? Formally,
how many?
Formally,
it can't be formally if it works out more time we've done the show under the Coppo Show. At some point, it just
yeah, man.
To be,
change up the intro.
Yeah, well, I'll let you
change it up.
So yeah, go home, I'll let have a think about
know,
it, and come back.
Have a think,
and come back.
Yeah, is that right? Is it?
Yep.
Have a think. Els, you can introduce yourself.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn and the one you all come to see, man.
Not you've come to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, we're back, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's not been long, to be fair.
Nah, because we're doing double recording sessions.
Not been a long time.
Yeah, we're doing double sessions because people like to take unauthorized annual leave.
So how have you been? Anything you have been up to?
When did we record that? Tuesday, innit? Nothing. But I forgot to mention, I went on a lineback for the first time the other day. Yeah, I don't know why.
I
found it really, really exciting, really fun.
You jumped on a linebacker.
Yeah. I sweat. Where was I? I was in Shoreditch and I was going to, basically Hackney for, a work thing. And it took about 40 minutes by bus and around the same time by a train. And then one of the guys I work with was like, oh, should we just get linebacker? I was like,
how much was it?
I'll get to that part. I was like, well, I've never done that. This is this kind of mad.
So with your laptop, you got on the
line. Oh, I've got a bag. I'm not going to get on the bag.
Swerving in. Big jackass! You jackass!
I'm not going to... Yeah, I've got a bag. So, and they got the little basket as well, so you can put stuff in there, but I just kept my bag on. But it was free. So you get...
It's free?
Yeah, so because it was my first time using it.
Yeah.
It was free. I think it cost a certain amount after 10 minutes or whatever. And I didn't know that they're motorized. So you don't have to pedal bare. Like, it's literally minimal work, cheap travel. So now I understand why there's so many people using them around Central.
You know them bikes? I've always found them a bit peculiar because you had the Boris bikes at one stage.
Yeah.
Then it went Santander.
Yeah.
Now it's Lime. Do they just...
Oh, no. Santander bikes are still there. They're not motorized. But Lime bike is their own thing, and Forest bikes are their own thing.
So you see this, this is knowledge of people that exercise.
So Santander,
you don't know any rules of any sports and that either.
Santander. It's still about
Forest
bikes.
I think
people still call them Boris bikes because that's originally. But I think Santander, the ones that have our sponsor or whatever, the bikes at the moment.
Because you can't ride a bike.
And then Lime bikes are just
That's
Lime Bats is a separate.
But it's motorized, as I was saying.
Okay, yeah, so Santander, yeah. Lime, and Boris Backs are all.
Yeah, you should try. I didn't even think you enjoy it. Not for fitness. I'm not going up,
no, but you can't ride a bike.
Can you not ride a bike?
Of course you can't ride a bike.
Of course I can.
Some people can't ride a bike, that's what I was asking.
Can't ride a bike?
Well, yeah, I can. I can ride a bike very well, actually.
You actually look like you probably never had a bike that was actually your size. Like, you know, when the bike is...
hand me down every single time.
Like, it's always mad small. Like.
Why would I have a bike that's small?
Because...
No. I've had...
Because you've never really been sporty, Fionn.
No, I have.
What's the offside rule?
What do you mean? What's that got to do with
anything?
The defender is beyond... Sorry, when the striker is beyond the line of defence.
Yeah, yeah, and then what happens?
Then it's offside.
Yeah, but what makes it offside?
I just said.
What? So when the striker...
When the attacker is beyond...
I don't even know why you're
...the line of the defence.
We all know you watch football, so you don't have to.
But do you know the offside rule?
Of course I don't.
I don't watch football. What sports do you like?
Wait, you actually don't know...
Now, do you know what? If I see it, I would know that's offside. But you see how he explained that very well? I probably wouldn't have been able to do that. I just know it's got something to do with the last defender. And say if, like, someone hoofs it, and then the striker's in front of the last defender, that's offside. That's the only, like, visually, if I saw it...
Yeah, it's a hoof.
Yeah, but that's just the first thing that came to my mind. But I wouldn't have been able to explain it. Hence why I just did that. Yeah, just hoof it from far, really. Yeah. But if I saw it, I would know that that's thing. But
what sports do you like?
Boxing, and do you know the rules of?
Boxing and UFC. Those are the only ones I actually watch. You know, other than that, I don't really watch.
Who's your favourite boxer?
Of all time or just?
Just now. Like, who are you following at the moment as a boxing fan?
I'm trying to think. Boxing's kind of boring at the moment, though.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, no. Okay. No, like, I'm not dodging the question. I know it looks like.
Boxing and UFC fan.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, so for instance, yeah, people set up fights and they'll always get pushed back. Like, that's what I find mad annoying about boxing. So even, like, this isn't professional, but the Logan Paul and Tyson thing, that was meant to happen ages ago. They pushed it back because what he hurt is like the corner of his head.
Who's your favourite boxer though?
Yeah.
What, like, all time?
No.
Currently.
Right now.
Who's your favourite boxer?
Stop
right
telling
now.
Us about the logistics of boxing fights.
The guy we saw the other day, Ben. It's Ben Whitaker, right?
That's your favourite boxer right now?
At the moment, yeah.
Who did he last fight?
I went to the boxing fight, but I can't remember who we fought.
You didn't know boxing, man?
That Nigerian man.
What's this about?
I don't remember people's names.
Ngannou?
Huh? No, I went Ngannou. He's not even a boxer. But,
that's the one.
Yeah.
No. Totally different weight classes, you know.
But, yeah, I like him. I think he's...
And then he's from Cameroon?
Ngannou. I don't know where he's from.
He's from Cameroon.
Yeah, I don't even know where he's from, to be honest. Any more sports questions for me? Any trivia?
He's just being a prick, though.
Yeah.
But because you said, I don't know
nothing.
No,
you're being a prick as well, to yeah, else.
You know what's part of it? You started the prickness.
No.
You've been a prick to me.
Don't try to prick me.
And then,
no, don't try
to. He tried to catch me out.
No, like, don't prick me and then prick else and then come back
sport,
to me.
No, they all just know, yeah. No, all this
prick.
What's
sport to you?
He's not, you're not good at football.
Football. Table tennis.
You're not good at football.
What? You know about them sports?
Yes. 100-meter
race. No, Fionn, have you seen his highlights for football? He's not good at football.
Wait.
He's not.
I'm a goal scorer.
Yes, we are.
You're saying he's a shit baller.
No, he's the one who's not good. And he knows he's not good.
Man's got goals.
I've seen him sub himself off when the level of playing of like the level of football that's being played is too good. He'd be like, nah, guys, you know, get on the real ballers.
Yeah. Look, as you know, yeah. My body isn't once, you know, what
it used to be.
I've got a lot of things going on. Tendonitis, you know, torn tendons.
Yeah.
You know, ruptured things.
That engine management light has been flashing.
Exactly. Engine management light has been on. And it's not the orange one. It's the red one. It's red.
So that means pull over immediately.
It's red.
Pull over.
Service overdue.
MOT.
Like it's actually saying service overdue by 3,000 days. Like I'm done.
Yeah.
Sure. But to be fair, I think that this is my last season of
playing
of 11-a-side football.
Well, you're not going.
Is that more intense? Then
I'm going to retire.
Why? It's just your body can't handle it.
Yeah, it's just too much, man. It's not worth all the injuries and the time in the day and all that. You know, it's not worth it.
Mm.
So
Oh, fair enough. All right. Well, cool. I wanted to bring something to you though, because I realized I've got a problem, and I feel like it's becoming something that's creeping into my everyday life. So the problem I have a problem when someone has an accent, I start to speak to that person back in their accent, and I don't know how to stop it. And it's becoming a thing where it's affecting me at work, because we speak to a lot of people around the world. So they will have an accent, and I'll start imitating the accent without even realizing.
Do you know what that's called?
What is it?
Racism.
No, it's not.
I didn't think he was going to say that.
I thought he was going to give me a condition or
something. I didn't think he was going to say that.
No, but...
That's racism.
It's not, man. It's not.
That's racism.
How is it racism?
That's racism.
How?
That's racist.
How?
So if you're speaking to a...
Bruv, anyone.
Oh, you don't want to single out a
You could do an accent and that's the one I'm doing. And I wouldn't even realise that I'm doing it. Happens all the time.
That's not good, you know.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, it's bad. Even like when I jump in Ubers, I just start speaking.
That's mental to just get in an Uber and start.
It's racism.
And start speaking.
Like, it's with their accent. Racism.
Yeah, I start speaking. Yeah, I don't even want to do it.
I don't even know what to tell you other than just to stop it. Just
I can't though. It's in my subconscious. If they've got like a really strong accent, I will start speaking in a strong accent. Like,
it's high level racism.
Is it just racism?
Not that. Yeah,
might actually be racism.
But do you have any suggestions for me
to just stop?
Yeah, no, just to stop it. Effect. Like literally, just stop it. We didn't even do all right, did we?
No. LSP, look. No,
Lieutenant, commander.
But who's the one that's running the show?
You're not running it properly.
Do you know what? Let me take a back seat here now. Yeah, you know, maybe it's finally time, you know, for my young geese, you know, to flock and leave the roost.
You're a good host. You just need to just do your job. That's it. You don't have to take a step back just because someone told you to do your job.
Okay, so you still want me to...
No, you don't have to. It's up to you.
Don't have the balls or the bollocks.
What, to bang a hammer?
See? It's not bang a hammer.
What is it?
There's an art to this.
No, show us. Please show us.
Yeah, if you listen to the clap... All rise. Court is now in session. Look. Try it. No! 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 Look.
Perfect.
Yeah, no. don't rush it. Don't rush.
I've never seen someone do it better than that.
Yeah, you're knocking it like a DPD delivery.
Yeah, but no, to answer my question, you lot are saying just stop.
Yeah, stop.
Just stop it. Yeah, have stop a look racism. Deep inside yourself. Because where does that stem from?
I don't know. And this is all races, all cultures. And I'm just there just speaking in that to people up and down the country. You know there's different accents around.
Did you do that abroad as well? I feel like you might get beat up.
What, when I'm on holiday?
Yeah.
It tends to happen sometimes when I'm talking to like the locals.
Right.
I might be like, oh yeah, what is this?
Depending on who you run into, you should be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon that could be quite offensive to someone?
Of course.
Yeah, 100%. If a Romanian man was talking patois, I'd be really upset.
If Ben came up to us and started talking in patois, bro.
No, but we don't speak in patois though. That's why it would be weird if Ben did it. But I'm just talking about it's just someone, anyone, bruv.
Yeah, no.
Indians, Chinese.
I might do broken English if the person...
Oh, okay, so you did it too then?
No, I don't want an accent. I might break it down.
Yeah, because sometimes like you actually need to take out some of the words sometimes. No,
that's
to
make what it I less... do. I break
you said you
it down
put on an accent. No, with an accent.
No, yeah, but, yeah, but...
So they can hear.
No, that's... No, but that's
racism. It's not racism.
That's racism.
Bruv, I'm trying to help them.
In an Indian accent, Fiona.
What do you mean? It's not always
in a Gujarati accent. It's racism. Plain and simple.
Yeah, no, you got to stop. I'll break down like my sentences so they're not like as complex or like so many words in them. But I'm not going to put an accent on top of it because it's not going to help him understand the English.
Or Mandarin. You can't be speaking Mandarin, Fiona.
You're a recruiter, that's really it's, bad.
No, but, exactly.
That's bro, really but that's bad. To the point where like people at work have been like feeling like, why are you speaking like this?
Phil, you know, that's a HR issue.
What if I'm talking in an accent?
Has anyone in the office got an accent as well?
Yeah, loads of people.
And that's how you talk to them?
No, not in the office, because I feel like it's a bit different. But I feel like it's when I'm like, in business transactions or on the phone and they got really strong accent. I just literally can't help it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try though. I'm going to try.
I think you should just stop.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
I was having this conversation with a group of friends. I'll try and do the best way I can. If you see yourself as like stock, so like Bitcoin, all of that stuff there, yeah. Where you're currently at in life, do you think your stock is rising or it's like plummeting?
Red.
What, plummeting, yeah?
Not plummeting. Plummeting's a different thing. We're in the red.
People just like, losing all their money.
In the dip, basically. In the red. You think.
But I'm one of those ones where people be doing seminars to say, back this stock because it's going to rise soon.
He'll be hacking people's Instagrams and sending them links to sign up. Well,
there was on Insta where it says, I've been doing this for 2 years now and I finally hit the bit.
You'll be burst.
Taking pictures in front of Teslas.
No, I think mine's rising.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'd probably say like low. It's not like...
It's not taking off.
It's just steady. That's where I'm at. But yeah, I was having a talk, but a few of my other friends were saying like they feel like they're in the dip.
In the red.
Yeah.
I feel I'm on a dip, but I was on a very strong up. But you know, with the stock market, it goes up and down.
Yeah.
So I'm open enough to be honest and say right now.
What do you think is why it's dipping?
Mental health was in a bad place before Rotterdam.
Yeah.
It's a dip.
Physical health as well.
Okay. No, but that's on the up. So that's a positive.
No, I'm talking about before Rotterdam.
Yeah, but it's on the
that's
up.
Part of the dip. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I'm
so
on
double
up.
Dip.
So, yeah,
whoa. Double dip.
No one's double dipping. Nothing. No double dips. I go on round ya. But yeah, a little bit down, but can go on up. Definitely by the end of the year, I reckon I'll be back on up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, shit. When's our bet?
Ooh.
First week of September.
Yeah, we did say that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep 30 seconds, 100 meters.
And then you lot. Just, what do you, it's not even for a bet, like the
it's an end of September, isn't it?
Gentlemanly end of September.
Yeah, mind right, you know, I've actually lost weight. I weighed myself after we had that conversation. He's rude, man. He's fucking rude, man. I fucking hope so. Didn't ask for your fucking hopes.
Did you see his face after?
Yeah, he's fucking out of order, bro. I hope so. No, but I weighed myself.
Yeah.
And I told you I was, what, 97?
Yeah, 97 pounds.
KG, that was 97.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 95 now. Good.
Yeah, that's actually good.
That's actually good. So I said, wait, if I keep on doing this, I could get to 90. Mm.
Yeah, and to be fair, off a high-carb diet, that's not that
you're
bad.
Dumb. You're dumb. Things are
high-carb, high-sugar.
You're not going to see. You see.
Yeah, high-carb, high-sugar, high-fat diet.
You'll see.
We'll bring scales to the studio.
No, why are we doing that?
Just to show the audience.
But sometimes you're better off weighing yourself in the morning.
That doesn't mean anything.
It does, because you can have a heavy lunch and that could change.
Don't scale. Have a heavy lunch.
Yeah, well, don't eat for the day.
Yeah, don't eat for the day and then we'll record and you're going to weigh. Remember, Jordan tried to lose weight as well, so he's going to get on the scale as well.
I'm just going to let you know, if we bring scales in here, I'm going on a serious fast.
I hope you take it seriously.
A water diet.
You're going
to
collapse.
I won't be able to walk up the stairs to the studio. I'll be weak. You know, and your face is all drawn in. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring scales end of September.
Yeah, just to see where we're at. Yeah. How is that going for you though? Have you been even thinking about it?
Yeah, I have, but I know that it's like that's not hard for me.
What, to lose weight?
Yeah, like I can do that in September easily.
What, just the whole month of September? Yeah. What would you do?
Cardio, play football, tennis, gym.
What about your eating?
You're doing boxing
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
He went 7 rounds with my man.
He went 7 rounds with a man.
Sorry, no, he put it on snap and I was dying.
7 rounds with a man.
I went 7 rounds with my bro.
That's shambolic.
And it was even too late to delete it.
I didn't find it funny until your next snap, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think around. I swear to God.
7 rounds with him.
Everyone was like, what? What's that, bro?
I didn't find it funny.
That's not something you wouldn't be putting out to the public.
Yeah,
I swear to God. Oh, man.
Yeah. What's something that you would change about your past?
There's definitely something. I'm trying to think, though.
I'll change about my past. That's actually quite interesting. Put me on the spot there. I think, yeah, I know what I'll do. I think I would have preferred to have started my relationship with God sooner. I feel like I got into the church and Christianity late. I think it would have been better if I had better knowledge of God before. Yeah, that's what I'll say for me. Just to make it a bit serious.
Off the top of my head, the first thing that comes to mind, I probably would have taken like fitness and stuff more seriously back then. Because I would just
when go, you say back then, what time?
I'm talking from like college and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're being an animal. Now.
Because like, I'd say I'm like the fittest I've ever been now, but. Back then, but I'm young, I got energy, all that, but I couldn't...
Recovery time was quicker.
Yeah, I weren't really serious. I'd probably go to gym like once, twice a week, lift some weights and fuck off home and get Morley's and shit like that. So it's like, yeah, I probably would have done... That's just off the top of my head. I can think of something else, I'll mention it.
There's a point I want to mention there, but what about you?
I'd probably say that I would have tried to have gotten myself into reading earlier.
When?
Like, just school times, try to enjoy
myself. What, you doing reading in school?
No, I was, but, like, the bare minimum. Like, I used to hate reading. I used to hate it. And now I'm paying the price. I'm really paying the price.
We're not
paying I'm really paying the price, bro. Like, sometimes, I'll put stuff on my snap and I'll be like...
Who is this?
No, but the thing is, like, someone else here would comment, And it's so mad because I can swear down, I've proofread it. So I've proofread it and I've posted it like, yeah, like it's blessed. And someone else will come back and be like, yo, like that's mad.
That's mad what you're saying.
Like sometimes like I'm so embarrassed, that I just delete the whole snap. Like I don't even rewrite it. I just delete it.
No, I felt like that a couple of times.
But sometimes spelling mistakes come from typos though.
Yeah, no,
sometimes
but
it's bad.
Bro, the other day, even like this isn't even, I think this is just straight up stupidity.
From you?
Yeah. So I think I typed sink, and I meant as in like a basin sink.
I think I screenshot that. Oh, my phone's charging over there. Yeah.
Oh, I spot it SYNC.
Yeah, like in sync instead of.
Like, what the hell was that about?
That's mental because them letters ain't even close to each other.
S-Y.
No, but that's like, but to think of a sink, that's the last way that you think of spelling it.
Yeah, sink's not even in the everyday vocab. Like, it shouldn't. But yeah, when I read that sentence,
I was so dying. Ashamed of myself, man.
What do you reckon it is, though? Just the lack of reading?
I think that's straight up dyslexia.
Oh, you think? Oh, you did say you got it.
Yeah, that's straight.
No, that's
up
not something to be laughed at. Then
that's straight up.
You might need a tutor.
You see, when you read, do the words jumble up?
Yeah,
Okay, yeah, now apparently that's like a common...
Yeah.
Dyslexia.
Yeah.
Oh, to the words jumble up in front of you. Yeah, like
yeah.
a Scrabble.
Yeah, it's Scrabble.
Every time you type.
It's a flying all over.
Well, do you know what happens?
If a man's like, looking at his keyboard and his Scrabble...
Well, do you know what happens, yeah? Like sometimes if I'm typing, yeah, I will have to speak as I'm typing.
It helps to focus.
Yeah, because I could easily just miss out a word. Easily.
You know what as well, yeah? They told me this in school. People that are on the spectrum,
what sometimes, kind of spectrum?
Like ADHD and some kinds,
not autism,
and some kind of autism.
Okay.
They do struggle to read because of their thought process.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that ain't got nothing.
So, so when you're reading something and you think of something else,
yeah,
like it will just throw you off.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like, you're not. Stupid, you're not that. It's just your train of thought.
It's just
it goes all over the place.
Yeah, sporadic thinking.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it's not easy out here. Yeah.
I was having that, but then I got my eyes tested.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Dry
yeah.
What was happening to you, Ben?
The thing, like, I just struggled with.
Oh, is it because you couldn't see the letters?
Yeah, I think my brain was just doing.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Like writing stuff in
there. That makes sense.
What opticians do you go to?
Specsavers.
Go back. Go back. But no, I was going to say a quick point. You know when you mentioned about gym back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like when a lot of young guys go gym, it's just ego, you know?
Oh yeah, I started because of ego.
Yeah, when I used to go gym with the Mandem, it's just chess. That's all we used to do. Nothing else. No legs, no shoulders.
Yeah, just chest.
Just
yeah.
chest.
Yeah, just
yeah,
chest.
To be, yeah, when I started gym.
That's all it is.
Like when I think I was like 17.
Chest.
I didn't do legs for maybe about 5-6 years.
No, but that's probably the most man
yeah,
though.
No.
And the first time that I done legs, it was a serious yeah, shock crazy. To the body. It was a shock. It was a serious yeah. shot to the body.
Yeah,
like that leg press machine,
yeah.
honestly, I pulled it up, bruv. Yeah.
I collapsed, I'll be honest. I did.
What, you fell on the floor?
Squats and I dropped down. But luckily, I had, you know, the thing, the little safety things.
Yeah.
But what was happening, there was like these big wham guys in Easy Gym at the time.
And you were squatting on them?
No, you dickhead.
My God.
So I was squatting, yeah, but they were like, oh, come on, man, go lower than that. You need to get lower, lower.
That's yeah, wait, no, this is crazy.
Wait, this is what? You need to get lower, lower. Wait.
They didn't say it.
Wait.
No. They said the squat depth on the machine.
Wait, did you not do that though?
No, but why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Why are you need to get lower, lower.
No.
You're out of control.
No. How can you be sitting there going lower? I said, they said, you need to be going lower on your squat depth. That's what they said. So when I've gone lower now, I can't get up and I've collapsed. And yeah. after that, that's when I started saying, right, anytime I squat, I'm going to squat minimal, but with correct form. So when I squat now, I've got good form. I've had to teach myself how to squat.
Yeah, the
henchman done my bro up, man.
You're dumb. I said lower.
It's definitely an ego thing, though.
It's so. Ego when yeah. you're younger, isn't it? It's just chest.
Yeah. Fulton Heath Leisure Centre. I'm just going straight to the bench press. I'm not.
That's all gym was back in the day.
Else. I didn't care what. I might do bicep curls and all of that, but I didn't care. I think the first, same like, well, no, not same like you, but when I did try to do legs for the first time, I did. That the leg extension thing, I thought, no, this is crazy. I don't think I touched it again for years. So,
but yeah, why do you reckon that's that? Why do you think that is that young guys just go straight to the bench?
I had a complex at the time.
Why?
I said to myself, I might get shorter if I keep doing legs. So I didn't do it. That was, yeah.
Wait, you said you'll get shorter if you...
That's what
if
I
you do
no,
legs.
I had no gym knowledge about it.
Do you know how stupid that is?
Yeah, it's very stupid. It's very, very stupid.
If Els is looking at the leg machine thinking, hey, that's going to make my leg doof, you know.
Like all that squatting stuff, I weren't on it.
Well, you
I
thought it was going to...
I said it's going to compress me and I'm just going to have big calves. And that was, but yeah, I didn't do it. Oh my fuck, yeah, I had no knowledge.
Mia dance.
I'm gonna get lit.
I'm gonna get compressed.
I'm gonna be a Smurf. I'm gonna walk out of here Smurf.
I'm gonna turn blue.
I'm gonna be wearing a hat.
Legs are gonna turn man blue.
I'm gonna be putting a sock on my head.
With just one subscriber, we could really change the trajectory of our lives on this panel. Just one subscribe, that's all we need. So if you could take the time out of your day today, please just hit that subscribe button so we can change our lives and we can really make a living off this, because right now we are losing money by the episode. Thank you.
All right, yeah, but anyway, it's time for Ears to the Streets anyway.
Ben, if you could cue the music. Oh. And we are back. Ear to the Streets news. Sexy Red has released a new line of lip glosses. I'll read them out.
Shut her up, man.
Yeah, man. You tell me if these are the kind of...
You interested?
Like,
no, I just think that I like the fact that she's got business acumen.
Yeah, so these are the...
Flavors?
Yep. Coochie Juice.
Goodness gracious.
Booty Hole Brown. Nut. Pussy Hole Pink. Yellow Discharge. Gonorrhea. Blue Balls. Last but not least, Sex on My Period. Yeah, so
that's crazy.
That's the eight.
That's the name of the line.
The eight. I don't know what the name of the line is. It's just Sexy Red's
lip glosses.
But these are the variants that she has.
Imagine putting a lip gloss called Discharge on your face. That's mad. I would feel like you could just get some sort. You get a cold sore instantly. As soon as you put that on your mouth, it's cold sore.
Well, you never know. It could be a really good product.
It could be, but I feel like. I don't know.
I would have, if Natalia was here, I would have loved to ask if she would have tried any of these flavors, but yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it sells though. Because someone will sell.
Yeah, someone will buy it. Like, someone 100% will buy it. Or it'll be like a stocking filler for someone.
Yeah, shock.
Some shit like that.
Shock factor sells.
But shout out to Red. Taliban sacks hundreds of men because they can't grow beards.
Fair enough. Fair play.
I thought that as well, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like they've got a look.
Yeah, they're not
uniform.
Like, bro.
Well, they can't, bro.
I can't be scared. I wouldn't be scared of a beardless Taliban. That's not a clean shave. No.
Like, you haven't risen up in the rank.
Go and then blow me up then. I dare you. I dare you.
What?
Blow me up.
What? Because he ain't got a beard. But the thing is, that's where you might go wrong, because those ones without a beard are the ones that want to prove themselves. They're the ones that are out here lifting up.
No beard, no heart. Trust me.
I hear it though.
Bro, you need the beard.
I actually understand, yeah. There's like a look. And if you don't have it, it's just, I'm not taking
it. You need a long beard as well.
Imagine like you've been kidnapped. Yeah? Like you've got the hood over your head. And
careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a dark room. Yeah. You know, you're dehydrated. You say, oh yeah, I need water. So they take the hood off now. You open your eyes, you see a beardless man.
I'm just gonna
That's your way up.
You trust me.
To me personally, that's how I'm gonna escape.
You think that's someone in disguise?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, FBI. Yeah. You take off your blindfold.
You're working with
Wait, what do they call them? CIs or whatever.
Oh, what are you talking about? People that double? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the actual.
Yeah, CI. But you take off the hood.
Yeah.
And there's a bearded man.
Yeah.
AK-47.
I'm going to be humble.
Dirty hands. You're going to be humble.
Yeah, I'm going to be humble.
Yeah, you know that he's on smoke.
Yeah, he's
but
on smoke.
But the beardless man is literally...
Isn't it? He can probably speak full English. He's not scary.
Yeah, nah.
Like, you need the accent and that.
Boy, I'm not getting involved in that talk.
Oh, fair enough.
Japanese man goes diving every week to find his missing wife after 2011 tsunami.
I think he might be trying to find her body, basically.
Yeah, he's just trying to find like her body. But I can't lie, I rate that a lot, you know. That's what, really, how many years is that since?
That's 13 years nearly.
Would you lot do that?
That's sad though. He goes diving every week to find his woman.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's giving him purpose.
Like he got a diver's, yeah, as it says, he's got a diver's license, so, and he keeps going back just looking for her.
He wants to give her the proper burial that she deserves.
Yeah, her remains and stuff.
That is nice though.
Yeah.
Like, I rate it a lot.
That's nice though.
Like, I couldn't
sad,
do it,
but nice.
Yeah.
It's like heartfelt.
Yeah.
And look, based off the pictures, it looked like they had a family together.
Yeah, from
like kids and that.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
That's sad, but nice.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to his wife, man. And big up. What's his name?
I'm not going to attempt that. But name big is... him up.
Did we see the name? Oh.
Yeah. Easy, go on.
Go on.
Yasu Takamusu.
Yeah, all right. Yep.
Not bad. To be fair, not bad.
That sounded good.
It sounded like even the yak out. It sounded
authentic.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll stop there. Yeah.
You add that in. You don't stop that.
That's been Into the Streets News. Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you again next week.
Right, so. So.
That's the difference. No, let me start.
So, obviously, we... Stop, man, no. just move on.
Come on, man.
Guys, stop what you're doing right now. Put down your biscuits and put down that cup of tea. Subscribe to us. Don't just watch us. Subscribe, like, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Obviously, this weekend is it's Carnival weekend.
Yeah.
You know.
This will come out the week after Carnival.
Yeah. Over the years, we've all had our experiences of Carnival. You know, whether good or bad. So that's what today's topic or confession is going to be on. You know.
Carnival stories.
Yeah, Carnival stories.
Hey, do you not have any?
I do, to be fair.
Yeah, go on. You might as well kick things off.
So I'll start, and this is the reason why I'd never go back, because I think, like, generally speaking, this could have been the closest that I've come to passing away.
Wow, that's serious.
Yeah. So obviously, I've gone Carnival. I think it's maybe like 3 years ago now. But to be fair, before I never went anyway. So I think maybe over like the last 10 years, I could have gone maybe like 3 or 4 times.
Mm.
But I would only go because, like, I used to get mad FOMO where, like, I'll be home and everyone's there and I'll be like,
I might as well touch.
Yeah. So anyway, on this one occasion now, I went and then, I came to a bit, yeah, and there were just loads of people. So it was like a bend in a road, yeah, but there's still floats and stuff, like, passing through too. But there was, like, just people coming from the left, the right, up, down, like, wherever. So, randomly, yeah, I felt like the crowd pushing me.
Oh, like you felt the momentum.
Yeah, taking you. That's the scariest thing. So it's like I'm actually not walking, and I can't control the direction.
Is that seeing it?
Yeah, the sea effect. Yeah, literally. So imagine now, like, there's like thousands of people, and I look up, and they're all walking towards me, like. Well, not even walking, but they're all in a wave of people. Yeah.
And you're just getting taken.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going backwards.
Yeah, backwards. So imagine now, yeah, there was like a metal fence, yeah, like a temporary fence.
Yeah, I know, the ones that they put up.
Yeah. And there was police there, innit, yeah? But the momentum of the thousands of people pushed everybody into the fence, yeah?
Mm.
Like, into the police officers. So they tried to stand strong.
What the police of what they had to move.
But they tried to stand strong, but it literally pushed them through the fence. So the fence fell down, yeah, and wait, everybody.
Who are you with?
I was with Trimmers.
Saw a line of police get bowled
bro,
over.
Bro, they got pushed through the fence, bro. the fence collapsed down.
What kind of fence was this?
Oh, like, oh, it's like a temporary one. Like, you know, like they have it at
carnivals
and stuff. Yeah.
The ones that they have at HSS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what one to talk about. The ones that hook together. Like,
yeah.
So you saw that just get...
Bro, that got...
I'd start panicking after I saw that.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, no. But genuinely, I said, if I fall over here...
Yeah, you could pass it. You're done.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
So because literally, no one's not gonna be. So literally, people were literally, like, coming past me, and I'm just like, and I'm using them, like, to hold them up, because I'm like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
You'll be gone first before me.
Those situations are really, really peaks.
So then, luckily now, like, I got to like a high raised wall in it, and I could jump up on that, and then it died down. But it was mad, like. I've never like been in anything like that before ever. And then I said, this is mad. Like, I can never ever come back here again.
Yeah. I've actually like slightly stepping away from that, but I've been in a situation like that and people passed away.
Mm.
It was in back in uni time, Northampton.
Wickedest
thing. Like,
yeah.
A couple of girls died, it was mad. And the thing is, me and my boy, we was at the back and we could just hear mad screaming, but it was that wave thing.
Well, yeah.
So people were pushing. And it's like a wave was just going through the crowd.
Yeah.
Bruv, then they had to knock the break, the fire exit at the back of the club so people could get out the other way because everyone was trying to go. Imagine that, 2,000 people trying to go through a door like that. People are going to get crushed.
Mm.
And then like, 3 girls died, bruv. So what you're saying actually can cause death.
Was that the one where we was all at?
No.
Oh, this was years back.
Or maybe I might have met you lot after, but I definitely came with Trimmers. It was me and him.
there was like a jerk man where we was parked or something like that. I feel like you two went off basically, and it was me, Adrian, and Osh.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was that year.
I didn't see that happen.
Like 2-3 years ago.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because I definitely went there. I went there with Trimmers first, and. And it happened like 5 minutes of being there. Like,
No.
Off the rip. You're
like,
just in that.
Off the rip. Just
seeing the police thing
fly.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. Yeah,
I
don't
that's
think
when I knew,
you.
Yeah.
This
it,
ain't right.
It was serious, yeah, because they tried to stand strong.
Oh, Terry.
Like, I get back!
What, they got blown?
Yeah.
They got blown away.
And then it's just like, man, just shut up, man.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's mad.
Yeah, it was done. It was done still.
That's actually very mad still. I think my first time at Carney, probably like the most memorable. I went with maybe like 5-6 people, gone there. And I don't know, and my brethren don't really know where everything is. It's kind of just, you're just going from one street and wherever the vibe is, that's where you're chilling.
That's the worst part though.
But this is our first, like,
so just a lot winging, of us. You're just winging it.
We're just winging it. And I can't lie, like, we're having a good time, like proper good time, bumping into people, running jokes, rare. But it was my first experience at Rampage. It's going off.
Yeah,
I was going, bro. It's just going.
It's the dangerous place.
It's going off. And you know where some people can stand on the steps?
Yeah.
Like in front of the houses. Yeah. We managed to get one of them spots. I thought, this is...
Ooh, you look, that's a bus. No, that's a little stage. It's a premium. Elevated bit.
It's a premium spot.
That's premium.
You can see everything that's going on. But things took a turn for, like, the worst. There was, like... I don't even know where these youths was from. It was just bare man.
I already know the vibe.
Like pushing and shoving, like trying to make their way to the front. If anyone gave like some sort of resistance, it's just... Just getting beat up. And then...
It's like a mob.
Yeah. Probably about 15, 20 minutes later, I don't know who this other group of youths were, but clearly these two don't get along.
You got in the middle of the gang war.
Bro, it was lit. Like, I was sitting there watching it basically from the steps. Thank God I was on the steps. Like they were literally just clashing in the middle of this, bro. It just looked nuts. Like bottles flying everywhere. Yes, you know how like people scream and run, get me out of it, all of that. But by the music's still thumping off.
Yeah.
DJ's still playing.
DJ doesn't know what's going on.
Bro, you can see what's going on, but you don't even toss.
Pow! Yeah, I'm leaving them. Pow! You don't know, man. Pow!
Oh, probably there's literally, I kid you not, yeah, the amount of bottles that was flying like back and forth from one side to the other, I thought, no, this is mental. This is the kind of reason why I get why a lot of people don't want to go or they get vexed that like a certain crowd
will change the vibe, innit?
Yeah, it will change the whole vibe. Because before that, everyone was having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, even like with me, like before I say my story, like Carnival is obviously the biggest motive in London, isn't it? Like, the meaning and background of it is celebrating of like Caribbean culture in the UK, innit? That's what I believe it's.
It started as a protest.
Protest, and then it kind of turned into, but it's kind of to celebrate Caribbean culture in the UK, innit? So I always used to go with my friends, but like as time went on, I felt like I'd look back at the videos and I think this is kind of scatty. Like just some of the things I used to see. I'll just see like drunk men dancing on people. And there's a lot of perverted things that happen in carnival, you know? Like mad. Like to the point where you're thinking, this guy should be arrested.
Yeah.
So I started seeing those type of things. And that's when I started thinking, you know, I'm not sure if this is environment for me. But I think what was the straw that brought the camel's back for me was I remember one time, similar to what you saw. So I was walking with my boys now. And all we just see is just like a rush of people starting to run. Like, just knowing bare people are running. And that was the carnival where everyone was talking about acid attacks, remember?
Yeah.
When there was the acid attack, so people were getting water and they were throwing it.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it's acid. So
everyone screams.
So you got that now.
It's a bottle of everyone.
So you got that happen. But then when it got a bit mad is I see these youths, this is a trigger warning. So I see these youths like run out and then one guy slipped on the floor.
Mm.
Next minute, big Rambo. I said, Lord have mercy. Then the police are running towards the guy with the big Rambo, but they're also kind of like
cautious. Yeah.
Next minute, one guy's on the floor. Next minute, they stab him. I said, you know what? I'm getting out of here, bro. Because what I've just seen and what's going on right now, I feel like my life is threatened at the moment. And that's when I started saying to myself, you see this carnival stuff, like it's good, but when you got a certain mentality like that, it's not really worth it, man.
I get why police send out them letters to certain people say, you're not allowed here.
Yeah,
you'll
man.
You'll be arrested if you can't.
And those people ruin it as well. They ruin it for other people.
But back in the day though, like people would link up in big numbers and go carny just to scrap.
Yeah, 100%.
What, did you know people that did that?
Yeah. No, there's a few people that, they said, this is the date.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to bump into each other at carnival.
We're going to have a mad scrap.
Wait, so...
A brawl.
you knew people that would literally say, right, and how much man were they going with?
Like 30.
Like 40, everyone from one area will go, knowing that other area is coming. When man see them,
then it's
no running. Everyone's getting
crazy. But you see, you say back in the day, that's still going
that
on.
Man
now,
can't run. You can't run.
Like, it's just like it's a gang war then. You're going carnival to have a gang war.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then it's over then. But that's happening today.
I don't know about today.
The young boys are still doing that, man. That's what I'm saying. But carnival is a vibe. Like, some people go there and have a great time. And I've had many good times at carnival. I just think I'm past that now. That's just my kind of stance on it. I don't feel like I need to go. Maybe when I have kids.
Last time I went, I enjoyed it, though. I'll be honest.
Where did you go last time, though? Because I feel like that's a big part. I always used to go Rampage Sounds.
Went Rampage. There was, like, another... Like, I've never seen... It was like a smaller stage, but it was branded. It might have been like a Red Bull
stage. I heard that one was... That one was pretty good. That's
then,
near like Portobello Road, I think that one
I can't, bro. I can't remember. And then there was one food stall that... And a bar that us man found and we just chilled by.
And they had good music.
I can't remember if there was good music. We were just chilling. And like, we just kept seeing people walk past. So while we're sitting there chilling, drinking and whatever...
You're bucking up with people.
Yeah, like it was a good vibe. Like... I think the only giant thing is the whole walking back, finding the car and all of that. Yeah, but other than that, I think it's good. I want to go on a float one day. Like,
I think I might consider carnival if there was a float.
Yeah.
No, but you're done now still because they only do it for soca music now.
But, so you can't go on a float that doesn't have soca?
Yeah.
They banned it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can't have a float
that... If it's not soca. Yeah, and like...
It's got to be straight soca now.
I could get burst.
I'm not going then. That's me done. I'll probably go again with my kids next.
Would you do it abroad though? Carnival?
Yeah. I've done that. I just come back from that.
But if it was like pure soca, like see, is it Trinidad? You're not hearing no vibes. It's.
I might go Brazil Carnival next year.
I want to go Brazil, but obviously.
You might enjoy it, man. He said he doesn't want to go. With the Trinidad
with
one,
us, man.
I know that would, or anywhere in the Caribbean really, they have carnivals in those smaller islands.
Mm.
But you just have to know that it's from dusk till dawn.
Mm.
Dusk till dawn, you're going to be walking your waist.
from you. There's no letting off.
We've got a couple hours in.
No, there's no letting off. You're just jump from dusk till dawn. Jump. And the thing is, your knees need to be ready for that.
I need to take a rest somewhere.
All they talk about is rum.
Yeah, that's rum and jump. That's all it is. That's all it is the whole time. And then the paint, is that one called Juve or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's a serious workout, them carnivals, bruv. So if you don't decide to go, just know what you're going into. That's all I'd say.
Yeah, start the day off with a Red Bull.
More than that.
I wouldn't even drink.
Rum and Red Bull.
Yeah, no.
You have to time the drinking, because you see what happens when people get too drunk out there.
Yeah, I'm not on that, man. But yeah, man, carnival, bro. Thank God that, you know, that we live to see.
We all made it out. It sounds like we had some near death experience.
Yeah.
Jordan's one's jokes, though. Because I'm literally imagining the fence just flying in the air.
That's what you know, scary, it's all out of control. Just like,
When you see a fence that's locked in, going, bow.
And then you see the men, that are meant to be protecting the
police. They will get back! And they're getting flung to the floor.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, bruv, I remember, the crowd actually pushed into them first and then they hit the fence.
That's it. It's really old.
I'd start panicking as well. The way that Jordan's floating backwards as well, and he's seen this, imagine Jordan just
done,
floating backwards.
I was done. Yeah, I was
done. And it's just you and Trimmers.
just floating backwards.
Trimmers!
He doesn't even see like the type to shout back.
Yeah.
Except death.
No, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man. Yeah, I was done. But please, in the comments, tell us your worst and your most favorite
carnival moments, man.
Yeah, carnival moments, man. Please, you know, did you go? Did you like it? Would you go back?
Yeah, what was it like this year?
Yeah, in the comments, please tell us and let us know, and tell us who you feel has had the worst experience out of us three as well. But yeah, please don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. Please, we do love the support. I've been Big Geordie Jaws, aka These Lot's Uncles. And this has been the Coppo Show, formerly known
as the Coppo Podcast. So bitter.
That was aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and all your new come to see.
Until next time, people.
Peace.